NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
About this name, Jesus, soothe all my sorrows, Jesus, something about this name. could tell him what he did, so you and I could be saved.
He carried the cross of Calvary, don't know if he wanted to do it, but it was my Father's will. They stretched and hung him high for the whole world to see. They put knives in his hand and rivers in his feet, and then he bled and died for the six of the ninth hour. See, he could have come down, cause he had and see everything God has done for you.
only y'all.
Thank you.
But I want to tell everybody,
Jesus,
the reason why y'all here.
Thank you.
And this building here tonight.
Jesus.
It ain't because what you got on.
Thank you.
It ain't because of the neighborhood
Jesus.
You live in. But the reason why we
thank
all
you.
A similar that did record.
Jesus.
Can I tell you the reason why we
thank
here?
You.
Let me tell y'all.
Jesus.
It was because of grace.
Grace.
And what else?
Mercy.
Grace.
Grace.
And what else?
Mercy.
It was nothing but
grace.
And what else?
Mercy.
It was nothing but
grace.
Now all y'all to hear, help me tell them
grace.
Grace. And what else?
Mercy.
Grace. And
what? Mercy.
It was nothing.
Grace.
And mercy.
Mercy.
Now I want you to come out here one more time.
Grace.
And I want you to look these folks.
Mercy.
Look them all in the face.
Grace.
And if you can think of one thing.
Mercy.
That you know that it was His grace and
grace.
Mercy. That brought you here to this point tonight.
Mercy.
I want you to tell these folks here.
Grace.
How do you know it was God, grace and mercy? Oh, Lord.
Your grace and mercy,
grace.
It brought me through.
Mercy.
And I'm living this moment.
Grace.
Lord, just because of you.
Mercy.
Every time I messed up.
Grace.
And I almost threw in the towel.
Mercy.
You sent your grace and mercy.
Grace.
And I'm still here somehow.
I want to share a little story with you. That was a Sunday school teacher. And she told the class, she said, I want y'all to, if there's anybody here, can you tell me one name that you call Jesus? Somebody jumped up and said, one kid jumped up and said, He is the King of Kings. Another kid jumped up and said, He is the Lord of Lords. But that was another little kid in a room like me. They have a stuttering problem. And I stutter sometimes. And that kid looked at the teacher and said, He's good. Teacher looked at that boy and said, what did you just say? He said, He's good. And I want everybody to know in this building tonight that He is. Such a real good God.
I'm too close to heaven. Too much of it.
Yeah.
I'm too close to turn back in a world of sin. Listen, I wouldn't take nothing. Make me mighty cloud.
Good morning and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your radio host, Sister Love, playing the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. It's 11:30 a.m. on a beautiful Thursday morning. Feel free to call in at 347-215-8049 or join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Now back to more music. Catch the wave.
Depression and unemployment. Shaking,
yeah.
Who gonna save the babies from another bloody Sunday? I'm singing Mayday, Mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color. But you say I am your brother.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God. We need a, we need a, we need a.
Say Mayday, Mayday. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't leave till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eat.
Yeah.
Until lives matter. More than ties matter.
Same. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a
We need a strong God.
Let's go.
Gospel. Be the gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see? We need a strong God. Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on our knees.
On our
heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. Cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God. The God with the resurrection power from the grave.
Yes.
To take away the hate,
yes.
To heal the human race.
Come on.
We need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God.
Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah, yeah.
Say Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mayday, Mayday.
Mama, how do you know? She said, I tried him.
The sounds of the Williams Brothers. It's 15 minutes to the top of the hour of 12 o'clock noon. I am your radio host, Sister Love. Let's get back to more gospel music.
Okay. like a vase that holds a flower. Once a seed, but now it blooms. Can I get a witness? There in the season, I said our word. Yes, it is. It's been predestined from the womb.
Since I tried not to act a fool, I done knocked this down. Come and get that man. Get it up, brother. Listen.
Oh. Just sing it a few times back. Here I am.
Don't need a way.
Here I am. Here I am. What you wanted to do? I said, what you wanted to do? Just say this over and over and say, use me. Say, use me. Use me.
Yeah.
a way out of the way. But for me, you know what? He'll be your mother. Can I get a witness out there? As your father too. That ain't all the Lord will do for you. Wish I had a witness out there tonight. Y'all read that?
Oh, yeah.
And a multitude of people, the Bible tells me that he's there. I wish I had some help on this side. Anybody ever tried it? Dr. C, just raise your hand and say, Jesus. He went around turning the water into wine.
He's the one.
Yes, he did. And he's the one.
He's the one.
Says, come unto me if you're heavy
he's
laden.
The one.
And I'll give you rest.
He's the one.
Anybody need a little rest tonight? Anybody needs some rest?
He's the one.
He's the same one. He said it.
He's the one.
He lifted up from the earth. I'll draw.
He's the one.
Oh, man. Oh, man, unto me, yeah.
He's the one.
What I want to do before I close this song, I want to ask y'all in this room, is there anybody in here knowing? Anybody know him tonight? Do you know he's the one? I want to ask y'all a question and tell me the truth. When I ask you, do you know him? I want everybody in this room and just scream one time for me. Will y'all do that for me? Anybody know him?
He's the one.
Huh? Could I ask you one more thing?
He's
have you tried? Could I ask you one more thing? Won't he make a way? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah! He's the one.
That's the sounds of Reverend Walter Ellis. It's 12 o'clock noon, Eastern Standard Time. I am your radio host, Sister Love. Look, if you love our radio broadcast, let us know. Tune in every day from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. We are an international station. We will be back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh, 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power.
I'm going to keep on praying.
Till the power come down.
I'm going to keep right on praying.
Till the power come down.
Thank you. Until I take want the Lord to do is get up in me, Jesus. Get up in me, Jesus. And y'all ready to have a little second here? How many of you need? Come on.
Hotlines heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Join us now live with Apostle May Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia, with 30 minutes power of prayer. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Pastor Kearney, and to God be all the glory. We want to thank the Lord for all of you who have taken the time out of your busy schedules to join us again today for another quick teaching to keep growing and a time of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today we're going to speak briefly from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, and it reads, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." The title is Give Them Another Chance. Give Them Another Chance. Paul demanded 100% commitment from himself and those he worked with. And he got angry with Mark because Mark wanted to take a break from the ministry per se. And Mark wanted to go back home and spend time with his family. And Paul got a little upset and angry because Mark wanted to spend time with his family and take a break. But later on, after Paul reconsidered the whole thing, he gave Mark a second chance, saying he is profitable to me for the ministry. And so the word today is for some of us as leaders, we just need to swallow our pride. Give people another chance. Just swallow our pride. God sees potential in people, even flawed people, even messed up people, even people with all types of issues and concerns. God still sees potentials, and so we must too. So when we believe in people and encourage them, they can move from the loss to the profit. And I'm going to share this quick story. Some years ago, in a manufacturing town in Scotland, a young lady gathered a class of street kids to teach them God's word. And so in order to keep them coming back, the superintendent bought each of them a new suit. But after a few weeks, Bob, the most unpromising boy in the whole class, he was missing. So when the teacher went looking for him, she found him with his clothes torn, raggedy, all dirty. So the superintendent bought him another suit and invited him back again. After a few weeks, he dropped out of Sunday school once more. So the teacher was disgusted, and she wanted to give up on him. But the superintendent said, if I buy him a third suit, if he will promise to attend regularly, I will buy him a third suit. So Bob agreed. He kept coming, and he committed his life to Christ, and he studied for the ministry. That discouraged, raggedy, runaway boy was Robert Morrison, the great missionary to China, who translated the entire Bible into the Chinese language and opened the kingdom of heaven to countless millions who live there now. So today, who are you thinking of giving up on in the body of Christ? Who are you thinking about just giving up on them? Don't do it. Give them and give God another chance. Amen? Now let us go before the throne of God in prayer. Father, I ask today that you will purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, search our hearts today and see if there be any unclean thing in us. And if you find it, we ask you, please remove it. I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time. I plead the blood of Jesus over NFR Radio Gospel Network and over every listener. And we take authority now over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to attack or hinder this broadcast in any way. Satan, we silence you, and we command you to cease your evil plots and your schemes. Father, we thank you today for being God. You are Jehovah. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our banner. You are our peace. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. And you are omnipresent. And so, Father, we thank you. You are sovereign. There's no God above you. You are still the first and the last. And, Lord, we thank you because you are still doing great things for your people today. You are still performing miracles. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Thank you for saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Father, we thank you today, and we praise you, Jesus. We are the head. We are not the tail. We are above. We are not beneath. We are blessed today. We are not cursed. We are rich. We are not poor. We are healed. We are not sick. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And today, we know, God, you are not a man that you should lie. Neither you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it and shall you not do it? Or had you spoken it and shall you not make it good? What things soever we desire when we pray, we believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Father, we thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the things that we have need of before we even ask. We thank you, Lord, just as you asked Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? And today, Father, you are asking us the same thing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And we say, no, Father, nothing is too hard for you. You told us, Lord, ask and it will be given. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened. We thank you, Father. You will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you told us to call unto you, and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. We thank you, Father. We're giving you all the praise today, the glory and the honor. We thank you, Lord, because you told us in your word. You said, whatsoever we ask in your name, Jesus, that you would do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So today we're asking in your name. Lord, you said if we abide in you and your words abide in us, that we could ask what we will and it would be done unto us. And so, Father, we thank you today. Whatsoever we're asking the Father in your name, Jesus, he will give it to us. Oh, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being our provider. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer. Oh, God, we thank you today. You said in your word, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. You said, while we are yet speaking, you will hear us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today we're coming before your throne on behalf of those who may be sick, have an infirmity or pain in their body. You said in your word, Lord, you said it was wounded for our transgression. It was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. There is healing in the name of Jesus. You sent your word and you healed them. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. Lord, we thank you. Jesus, you are still performing miracles today. You are still opening blind eyes. You are still unstopping deaf ears. You are still loosening the dumb tongues. You are still causing the lame to walk. And you are still removing the demonic and lunatic spirit from your people, Lord. Father, we thank you today. We ask you, Holy Spirit, walk up and down the halls in the hospital today. Go in the operating room. Be the hands, be the eyes of the physicians. Lord, we thank you today. There is healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for astonishing and surprising the doctors, Lord. Whatever they saw before, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have removed it, Jesus. You have removed that lump. You have removed that spot. You have removed that cyst from the lung, from the brain, the breast, wherever it was, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You're still healing your people. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the person who is worried, Lord, about their finances, Father, we thank you. Wealth and riches shall be in our house. Lord, after you bless them with the finances, give them wisdom, Lord, to become good stewards over what you gave them in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody is crying out today, Lord, because they're worried. They are worried, Father, about so many different things. But today, Lord, we thank you. You told us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. God, give them peace that passes all understanding. You said you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone is grieved today, Lord, because they lost a loved one. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to remind them that you are too wise to ever make a mistake or an error, Lord. You know our end before our beginning, Lord. Give them beauty for their ashes. Give them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Give them the oil of joy for their mourning. Father, someone needs favor today. They're looking for a job, Lord. They're looking for a door to open that seems closed, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. You are surrounding them with favor, Lord, just like a shield. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, someone just needs direction and guidance, Lord. Oh, Father, help us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Father, you said, I'm the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee the prophet, which leads thee in the way that thou should go. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in the body of Christ. Father, that marriage, Lord, that's on the verge of being dissolved, we come against you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off that marriage. Oh, God, let that man love his wife as Christ loved the church. And let that woman reverence and respect her husband, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're praying today for our children. There's so much going on in the world today with our children, Lord. Oh, Father, all of our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. You said it shall come to pass in the last days that you're going to pour out of your spirit upon all flesh. You said our sons and our daughters will prophesy. You said the young men will see visions and the old men will dream dreams. We come against you, devil. Take your hand off God's children now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for reminding us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, Lord, in high places. Father, we thank you. You said those that believe in your name. Father, you said we could cast out devils. We'll speak with new tongues. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will take up serpents. If we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. We will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You said you gave us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. This is a reason why the Son of God was manifested. Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Lord, we thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Violence, Lord. So much violence on the TV, Lord. Violence in the street, Lord. Even the little children, Lord. They're committing terrible crimes, Lord, like never, ever heard of before. Lord, we bind that spirit on television, Lord, that's causing your children, Lord, to think that liquor and everything else that they see is good, Lord, and helping them to become more and more addicted to the violence and the sex and the things that's on the TV. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're pleading the blood of Jesus over our children today. So many, Lord, they are being murdered, Lord. We come against that spirit now in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, take your hand off God's children. We bind that spirit of incest. We bind that spirit of child abuse. We bind that spirit of child molestation. We bind that spirit of murder in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit to keep our children safe. Oh, Lord, keep them safe while they're at school, while they're at home, Lord, wherever they might be. If they're at a friend's house, if they're at a relative's home, Lord, wherever our children are, we're pleading the blood of Jesus over our children today. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over our children today. Protect them, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you said, if we lean on you, Lord, we lean on you, Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, Lord, acknowledge you. You will direct our path. Help us as parents, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us as grandparents. Help us as great-grandparents, Lord. Help us, Lord, to teach our children the right path to take, Lord. Let us be an example. Let them see our life, Lord, not just what we say, but what we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. Someone that's crying out today, Lord, and they need peace, Lord, again because of something that has happened in their home. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for bringing peace in that family. Thank you for bringing peace in that family. Oh, Father, the daughter that's against the mother that's against the daughter, the father that's against the son that's against the father. We thank you, Lord, for bringing peace in that home. Devil, take your hand off that family. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We're giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. Lord, we thank you for the lost souls. We're praying for them, Lord. You said he who wins souls is wise. Give us souls lest we die. Thank you, Lord. We're coming before you today on behalf of the lost souls. Lord, you will that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of truth. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, loose the bands of wickedness from around the people. Undo the heavy burdens and break the chains that keep them bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. You sent Jesus to set the captives free. And so, Lord, today we're thanking you that all of our family members are saved. They're on their way to heaven. They're not on their way to hell. And yes, Lord, you said continue to cry out for the grandparents and the great-grandparents because some of them still don't know Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And we ask you to touch that backslider. Bring him or bring her back home to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Give us wisdom on how to win the lost, Lord. Give us wisdom on what to say, Lord, and when to say it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we're praying for our government. We're praying for the United States of America. Oh, Lord, some of us, we stopped seeking you as we should have, and we started making idols. We started making idols, and God's taking your place. And so today, Lord, we repent for our nation. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us made idols, Lord, out of money, out of sex, out of television, out of sports, out of the politics, out of entertainment, out of internet, Lord, and so much more. Some of us made idols in God out of our spouses, out of our children, out of our homes, out of our jobs, out of our cars, out of our finances, out of our churches. Yes, Lord, some of us made idols in God out of our bodies. And we ask you, Father, to forgive us. Forgive us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our land needs healing today. Thank you for healing our land. We cry out right now, Lord, for President Biden and Vice President Harris. We ask you, Father, keep them covered under your blood. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep their families safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, remind them that you put them in those positions and that they are to keep you as the center and the most important influence, Father, in their lives. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But, Lord, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, touch the United States of America, Lord. We pray for all of the Lord, all of the leaders, all the way down to the local councilmen, Lord. We thank you, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, on behalf, we're coming before your throne, Lord, on behalf of the body of Christ. And we're asking you, remove the evil spirit of witchcraft manipulation, intimidation, control, lying, deception, jealousy, envy. In the mighty name of Jesus, help all of us, Lord, to remember that it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Father, put winning souls like a burning fire back into our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. And when you show us our wrongs, when you show us our errors against you and against your people, Lord, help us to repent. Help us to change in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. You are a good God. You are a kind Father. Oh, God, we thank you. You are making ways out of no way. Oh, Lord, you're opening doors that no man can close. And you are closing doors today, Lord, that no man can open. Father, we thank you for what you are doing, what you have done, and what you are yet going to do. We pray, Lord, and we ask you to bless every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every missionary, every elder, every deacon, every deaconess, every minister, every lay member, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Kearney, Lord. Continue to surround him with godly men and women. Give him the desires of his heart. Bless Bishop Battle, International Covenant Christian Churches. We pray for Pastor Frieda and Deacon Kenny Evans. Bless Elder Carrie Harris. Bless Pastor Paula, Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. Father, we thank you and we ask you to bless my mom. Thank you for my mom, Mother Thomas, Lord. Thank you for my Christian mom, Mother Inez. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Faith in His Arms, evangelistic ministry that you entrusted in my hands. Bless the volunteers, Lord. Bless my family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, may everyone have a blessed weekend, Lord. A blessed weekend, Lord. Full of your anointing. Their bodies are healed. They are peaceful this weekend. Their minds are healed. Their finances are overflowing. Their homes, businesses, and churches are all covered and protected by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have the victory today. Devil, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we say, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed until the next time. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have church by myself. My prayer when I got home does so many things for me. But sometimes when I get quiet and I'm on my knees saying my prayer, and y'all got to get real quiet for me to say my prayer.
You've been good to me.
Down on my knees.
You've been good to me.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon,
afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for, yes, another brand new day that he has made. And I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. And he is the same God that he will be forevermore. He is holy. He is the omnipotent, the omnipresent. He is the God that is the healer. He is the God that is the miracle worker. He is the God that is the deliverer. He is the God that can be everything that we need him to be. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing in this season. I tell God thank you for just being the great I am. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for his going on the cross. And Father God, we thank you for his going in the grave, but he didn't stay there. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your grace, and I thank you for your mercy. Father God, I thank you for the love that you give in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the forgiving God. I thank you for being the God that heals, delivers, and sets free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the God that gives us your spirit, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your son, Jesus, interceding on my behalf. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power groaning on my behalf in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, as I come, God, in the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small, Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for just being my Heavenly Father. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your miracle working power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, you told us if we ask, believing that you will do, God. And I ask you to heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, heal cancer, God. Heal diabetes, God. Heal high blood pressure, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, heal mental illness, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you, God, I ask you to heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against every trick that the enemy have set out in the name of Jesus. I call it back in and I release your Holy Ghost power, your spirit upon that person in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, transform the mind, God. Conform the will to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you bless in the hospital, God. Oh, Father God, guide the surgeon's hands, God. Oh, Father God, guide their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your nurses, God. Oh, your LPNs, your radiologists, God. All of your health hospital staff, God. I ask that you lead and guide them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know they can do nothing without you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch the patients right now, God. I speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as you go to and fro on the street, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to provide for the homeless, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, give them your heart and your mind. Let them call on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against that demon of drug habits right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you cure it and you dry it up right now
in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know that you are the true and living God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that demon, God, that come and want people to commit suicide, God. I call him back in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your spirit, God, your spirit of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that to live for you is gain, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Bless your leaders in the house of God. Strengthen them, God, as they stand on your word. Strengthen them, God, as they follow your orders, God. Strengthen them, God, as they stand on the word of God. Oh, Father God, from the greatest to the least, God, I ask you to anoint afresh right now, God. Touch your married couples, God. Oh, Father God, bring them together in oneness in the name of Jesus, under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch them right now, God. Oh, Father God, move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your love in the name of Jesus. Touch our young people, God. Touch our grandchildren and our great-grands, God. Strengthen them, God. Give them your heart and your mind, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you glory. I thank you for what you're doing. I honor you, God. I bless your name, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to touch right now, God. You know that situation, God. Oh, Father God, you touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, I ask you to deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you and I glorify you. Just for being God, for it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you just for being God. I tell God thank you because he is the way, the truth, and the life. If we follow him, we're going to stand on truth. And as we follow him, and he is truth, we have life and we have it more abundantly because we are being led by God. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for every day that he allows us to see. Men and women of God, we got work that's been assigned to our hands. And I tell God, thank you that when we go out and we recognize that we have work to do, that we should do it, that God gets all of the glory. And I tell God, thank you because he is the great I am. And I thank God because he is the God that will equip us to do a work for him. I thank God for NFI Radio. I thank God for every man and woman of God that come on the radio and they preach, they teach, and they pray. I tell God, thank you for all that they are doing. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday of each month, we have noonday prayer. And I tell God, thank you for noonday prayer, being able to come together as prayer warriors, as sons of God, to go in prayer together that God gets all of the glory. And since we have noonday prayer on the third Tuesday, on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you that no matter where you are, that you go into the Word of God as you go into the Word of God, it's the Word that will bless you. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. I thank God for his son Jesus being in the beginning. It gives me an understanding of how God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is a triune, because even the Holy Ghost of God was going to and fro in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. As we come back on today, we're going to continue to talk about what it means to trust in Jesus. I tell God, thank you that when I trust in him, that he moves on my behalf. And trust and belief, those words are synonymous. When we trust in God, when we believe in God, we won't lean to our own understanding. When we trust in God, I tell God, thank you for having an understanding now, that when I trust in him, I don't put my trust in man. To trust in God is one of the greatest things that we could do. That means that I depend on God. I tell God, thank you. That means that I have my hope. My hope is in him. And I already said that I believe in him. My belief is in my Heavenly Father. When I trust in God, I can go to him anytime, anywhere. I've dedicated myself unto him. When I trust in God, that lets me know that he is my strength. That lets me know that when I get weak, I can lean on him. When you get weak, you can lean on God. When you put your trust in him, that lets you know also that he is your strength. When you put your trust in God, you rely on him every day. I don't just rely on him on certain days, but I rely on God every day. When I put my trust in him, that lets me know that I abide in his word, that you abide in his word, that you obey him in every area of your life, that you have confidence in him, that you will do what he say to do. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, because he is the same God forevermore. The word of God say he's the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God that he will be forevermore. Why, at some point in time in the course of a day, we might be at this place. Then the next thing we know, we're at that place. But one thing that I know about his son Jesus is that he is holy at all times, that I can trust in him, that I can lean and depend on him with my whole heart. And as I lean and depend on him with my whole heart, I tell God, thank you. I know that I can trust in the Lord with my heart. And as I trust in him with my whole heart, I won't lean unto my own understanding. I won't do what Gladys want to do. You won't do what you want to do. But you will be obedient unto God. As we come back talking about what it means to trust in Jesus. If you trust in Jesus, I got to serve notice that you trust in God the Father and you trust in the Holy Spirit. They are the triune, but they make one. God, thank you. To trust in Jesus. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. As we look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, the word of God said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I tell God thank you, because as we go in prayer, it tells us be careful for nothing. But when we go in prayer and we talk to God, we renew our trust in how faithful God is to us. Because if he bought me through this and he bought me through that and he kept you through this and he kept you through that, I have confidence and I trust him that he will bring me through this next trial and test. As we go in prayer talking to him, we can give all our problems to him. We don't have to hold on to nothing. Why? Because he cares for us. And in his word, he tells us to cast all of our cares upon him, for he careth for us. And as we go to our faithful God, trust him, and we remain in his will, in his way. And he brought us all the trials and our tests. That lets us know that he won't change on us. He might not bring us through this time the way that he brought us through the last time, but he will bring us through victorious. And I tell God, thank you. And when we make our requests known unto God, we will have the peace of God, not our peace. You ever been going through some things and you find that you didn't get upset? You find that you kept right on talking to the Father. You find that you stayed in the word of God. You find that your heart stayed at peace. And you found that your mind was still stayed on the goodness of Jesus. It won't because of you, but it was because of his son Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, when we call on God from our heart, and we endeavor to abide in his word, then the peace of God will flood our troubled souls. I tell God, thank you, because I am a witness that when I go to God in prayer with my whole heart, and when I stay in his word, he let us know that the battle don't belong to us, but the battle belongs to him. And every battle that we fight ain't a physical battle, but it can be a spiritual battle. And I find that when I stay in the word of God and I apply that word to my life and I walk in the righteousness of God, that I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Well, you might think you should be upset and getting angry, but you have God's peace. Well, you might feel like I should do this and I should do that, but you raise your hands unto the Lord and begin to praise and worship him with your whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. When you have that inner peace, that peace of God, I tell God, thank you. When you have that inner peace and you lean on him, that's a clear indicator that you can trust God, that you can trust Jesus, that you can trust the Holy Spirit. Because, see, the Holy Spirit meditates to us as well. The Holy Spirit moans and groans on our behalf, going to Jesus, going to the Father. And I tell God, thank you, that as we stand on the word of God, as we stay in fellowship and draw nearer and nearer unto him. One thing I found about going in prayer, that you do draw closer unto God. When you stay in prayer and fasting, you find that you get strength, not your strength, but the strength of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, that you will stand on God's word. And when you have the love of God on the inside, that love will make you stronger. That love will help you to walk in obedience. See, the love of God is different than the love that we might have, that agape love. And I tell God, thank you for his agape love, because when we have agape love, we love unconditionally. When we have agape love, I tell God, thank you for his love. That agape love, I tell God, thank you, is that love where we give ourselves from our heart. When we have that agape love, we have the love that God can give. I tell God, thank you for being able to trust in him. And when we lay our troubles on God in prayer, I tell God, thank you, that our hearts and our minds will be stayed on Jesus. When we go to God in prayer, those heartaches don't hurt no more. Those heartaches disappear. When you might have disappointments in this world, in this life, I'm never... In God, I can trust God with my whole heart. When I go to God in prayer, I tell God, thank you, that all that fear and anxiety that had come, God takes it away and replace it with his peace. And I tell God, thank you. When we have the peace of God, his peace will guard our hearts. And when his peace guards our hearts, we know for surety that we can trust in him. When we trust in him, we know and believe that he has that trustworthy plan, that whatever his plan is for our lives and our future, it will be good. When we trust in God, we don't have to worry about tomorrow. When we trust in Jesus. We know who holds tomorrow. When we trust in Jesus, he will give us that peace that's so awesome that there are days that you can't explain his peace. You can't explain it, but you know that you have God watching over you. You know that you have given all of your cares to him. And as you have given all of your cares to him, you're going to find that you don't have to struggle to trust him anymore. You're going to find that as you trust him and believe him, it's not a struggle living for him. I tell God thank you that as we trust in God and we lean and depend on him, we find that we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. I tell God thank you that we can't do it on our strength, but we can do it on his strength. And I tell God thank you, when I put my trust in the true and living God, one thing that I do know, that he is faithful. He won't leave us. And I know that I can go to him at any time and talk to him. And the good thing about it, when I go to him and allow him to lead and guide me, that he will direct my path. Yeah, he'll tell Gladys where to go. When you go to him and trust him, you don't lean to your own understanding, you're going to find that your belief in him grows. You're going to find that your faith grows even the more. I find that as you trust him, that you have the right to eternal life. That as you live for him here, you're working on eternal life. That when he come back to claim us, whether he come before he raptures the church, I tell God thank you that to die in Christ is gain. I tell God thank you. Trust God with your whole heart. Believe in all of his word. Don't just take a little bit of it and just hear. But the word of God say be doers of the word. And as you do his word, you're going to find that yes, you will trust him even the more. God bless you. God bless you. Keep your focus on God. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned
together, and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, can I let Daddy tell you what he's saying
one more time? Can he tell it?
When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration to choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, 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 the day is gonna be something else. I better let this alone. This thing get good, baby. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, I let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes and get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white robe. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there. Singing, y'all. Oh, Jesus, don't let me
shall always
be
my song of praise.
One of these days.
when I come right down, when I come down
at the close
to the end of my journey
of the day.
When the sun is setting in my life, that's the time, Jesus, I want you to
let me live.
When I come right down at the close,
at the close
of the day, Lord,
of the day,
let me go way back and sing an old verse. Listen, if you please. If I walk, Lord have mercy, and stay in a pathway that's hard to do, y'all, of duty. Oh Lord, I know it's gonna get hard sometimes. Jesus, if I walk on, Lord. Till I come right down, down to the close of my day, I won't have no worries then. All I know is, Lord, I know there will be joy. But I realize one of these days I got to give up this whole walk of life. I got to cross over Chile to a land unknown. But I'm not worried about it, cause I realize when I press the dying pillar, you'll be right there, Jesus.
Waiting on that final resurrection.